Hello and welcome. This is www.sharonmcl.com and I'm here today, Sharon McLaughlin, to talk to you about releasing the weight, or this is the WEIGHT versus the WAIT that is weighing you down. And in regard to this, it's looking at this from a different angle. So as a personal trainer, often I'm looking at people to help them physically, and an extra weight can be trapped toxins within your body, and it can be due to stress. These are physical reactions in your body that happen with stress. However, also it can be about transformation, because transformation happens through change. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that if we think about transformation, one of the things that we think about is the butterfly. And the butterfly goes through a lot to get to be a butterfly. It starts as the caterpillar and it takes a lot to transform it into the butterfly. And it is a whole process it goes through. And what I'd like to talk to you about is the process about releasing what is WEIGHT and what is WAIT. So what if the WEIGHT, the weight that you're wearing, is actually a call from another part of you for expansion on another level? What if you're needing to expand emotionally, mentally, or spiritually? And what if you're not doing that? And what if the way that you know at this stage to expand is only through physically expanding? And what if you don't actually need to physically expand? What if it is as simply as expanding in other ways that will assist you to have your needs met? So it is interesting that the other side of it is that the WAIT, the weighting game, can also have a factor in your WEIGHT, your weight. Now, interesting, the weighting game happens lots of times in our life, and one of the times is when we're actually pregnant with an idea or pregnant with actually a baby. And it takes 9 months to grow a baby, generally speaking. And when you're growing that baby, basically you're playing the waiting game. And in that process, you're growing and waiting and doing all the things you need to do. And this is where often we can say someone's pregnant with ideas. Because sometimes what's weighing us down is actually ideas. It's a project that needs to manifest that we're hanging on to and we're not letting go, because 9 months has come and gone and you haven't let go of the baby. Imagine if you kept on carrying the baby a lot longer than 9 months because you just weren't willing to let it go. Then that extra weight you'd be holding. So what if it is now time to stop playing the waiting game? What if it's time to let go? And interestingly enough, we grow through often change cycles. And I've often on my website, I actually did have a keys to change on the website, and I'm happy to share that with you again. All you need to do is email me at info@sharonmcl.com, or you can contact me via my Facebook page, which is sharonmcl.com. And I'm happy to share that information with you if you give me your email address. But basically, it's based on the change cycle, which is the cycle that everyone goes through before change will occur. And often what's happening is you're going through the stage of you're not even looking, and that's classed as pre-contemplation. So you're not really looking for change at all. And then all of a sudden, something happens and you start contemplating. So you start thinking, maybe I do need to change something. And so you start contemplating, and then you start going through preparation, and you start going, how can I prepare for this change? And then you will take some action. So that's the doing part of it. And then you'll go into a maintenance part of it where you're just maintaining that change. And then what often happens is a relapse. You go back into an old pattern. And sometimes this is where change, they suggest change can take, you know, up to 21 days. Is quite common for change. They suggest to change a behavior. The Buddhist monks will often say 40 days. You need to chant a mantra for 40 days to make it work. 21 days is often what they class to change a thought pattern. But I actually believe change can happen in a moment. All you need to do is to get to the root cause of it. And every time, if you're a person that's been on the weight boomerang or the weight yo-yos for any length of time, maybe it's been your whole life, maybe a part of that process is trying to help you to understand your change cycles. And every time that you go into another relapse, maybe it's about understanding yourself on another level. For each relapse, we learn something more. I'm not suggesting you need to relapse. I'm not suggesting that at all, because I believe once you get to a root cause, it doesn't need to reoccur at all. But it's hard work because it's about developing character during this whole process, and that can be challenging. So now what we're going to do is a meditation and a group healing, because I've been called to do this. And when I say called, it was a calling from, I call it a calling from spirit, that just says to me, this is the energy that's out there at the moment and this is what we need to shift. So for the next 4 weeks, I'll be doing this group work. Now, this group work is with anyone that chooses to listen to the call in the now. And it's always the now when you're listening to this call. So the now can be the now in the future. The now can be the now of the moment. It can be at any time that you listen to this. And whenever you do, the energy is going to be there right for you. For I call upon your guides and spirits to be a part of this, because you will be called to listen to this. And if you're listening to this, you've received the call and you've been listening. You followed your own intuition to get here. So right now, I'd like you to take a breath. And as you take a breath, I'd like you to connect to your pillar of light. And as you connect to that pillar of light, your feet are firmly planted on the ground. If you're seated, you're seated in an upright position. So the pillar of light can go right through the center of your being, right through the center of your spine. And as you inhale, feel the energy coming up through your feet and right up through the top of your head and through your spine. And as you exhale, feel the energy coming down from the top of your head, right through and down past your feet. So we're connecting the Earth Star and your Soul Star in this breath. So we're connecting heaven and earth. For indeed, it is within that connection of heaven and earth that we create heaven on earth, and anything is possible. Right in this moment, anything is possible. So right now, as we call in your guides and angels, and we call my guides and angels and all the beings of the highest light and the wonderful ascendant masters that are there for us, and the angels and archangels and beings of light, crystalline beings, spirit animals. Again, whatever your belief structure is, if you don't believe in any of these things, then just be aware that you're shifting a pattern. If you believe in any of these things, call them in. Say a prayer, for we are now doing a prayer of release. And if you don't like to call it a prayer, call it an affirmation. Work with your belief system. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm trying to assist you to find the depth, the core of your issue that surrounds weight. For it is now time to release. Whether it is that you need to release the weight that you've been waiting for something, And sometimes that's with a project, and sometimes it's about the things that you have not completed with a project. Maybe the project was something that you were going to manifest, but somehow it got waylaid and you never actually got round to it. Sometimes you still hold the weight of that because you haven't gone through the completion process. So it's time to let it go. If indeed it is weight that is coming from a space of needing to fill yourself up because you're needing to fill yourself up in other ways, or indeed you are needing to grow spiritually, but you believe expansion has to happen through size, and you have a belief system that size only happens through what you eat, then you will be stuffing yourself silly to expand, but it won't give you what you want. And it won't help you feel good. And you will know and you'll want to create change. So take a breath. Take a breath. And as you take a breath, imagine right now that the cleansing rain is falling upon you. And as this cleansing rain falls upon you, it is like a shower of rain, a shower of light that is washing away, washing away, washing away layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of things that you have been holding on to, whether it be weight, the physical weight, or weight that you've been holding on to a project. It's time to let it go. It's time to either come to completion and release it, or it is time to say no, let's let it go. Let that rain wash down upon you and cleanse you on a very deep level, cleansing all the layers, all the layers, all the layers. And the ascendant masters and angels are assisting you with this, so that there's energy from a higher level that is coming down upon you, washing away those layers. And feel the energy washing away those layers, washing away those layers. And as it does so, feeling yourself becoming lighter and brighter, feeling yourself coming to a core issue with regard to the weight that you are holding on to. You will know, for you will feel it. Is the weight you are holding on to just physical? If it's just physical, then it's to do with your patterns around food. Are you wanting to nurture yourself? Are you wanting to reward yourself? Are you just going into a slump of laziness because it allows you to feel that in some way you are giving to yourself? Are you rewarding yourself through sweeties because that's what you were trained to do as a child? It's time to let that go. If that's been a pattern, it's time to let it go. Bring that shadow forward if this has been your pattern, and say to your shadow, hello shadow, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention, that I've had this pattern, that this has been a core issue for me, and I'm ready now to acknowledge that you have been trying to get my attention, and now I'm ready to admit that this has been my pattern, and this has been something you've been showing me and I've been ignoring you, but now I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to understand that there's a gift here for me. There's a gift for me to understand my worth, and I don't have to fill myself up to feel my worth. I can fill myself up in other ways, energetic ways. I can fill myself up fully and energetic to feel an abundance within me, to feel my worth. And it's okay. And I thank you, Shadow, for showing me this. For when I thank you, you transform and become the gift. And I receive that gift willingly now. And we become one. And you are no longer a shadow. You dissolve. And we are one. And I no longer need this pattern in my life. Indeed, if this is your journey, you will know. If it is not, it will feel unimportant to you. If it is important, you may feel an emotion or you may feel a shift. Whatever it is, it's okay.
Remember, work with what is yours, let go of what is not. And when it's yours, you'll know. Now we are going to work with any emotions. So with emotions, emotions can be around food. Emotions can be around weight. Emotions can be around allowing yourself to feel accepted, wanted, appreciated. Maybe when you are by yourself, the way you help yourself feel good is to eat. And maybe once you eat too much and then it doesn't feel good. And you can get into a binging, purging issue, and that is a whole other story. And it's about time to admit to it if you've been doing that and to say, now it needs to stop. I need to admit to it and now it needs to stop. For indeed, it's not a healthy pattern. And if that is the case, there's lots of emotions and thoughts that are around that, and we need to clear that. And so that the energy and the downpouring of cleansing rain is coming down upon you, and the light, and it's shifting and clearing and allowing yourself to see things very clearly now. See, feel, know, hear things very clearly now. And if this has been a pattern for you, then it's time to clear it. The reverse of the purging is withholding. And the reverse of that is the anorexic, where we withhold the energy, and it's a control issue. And it's we're feeling as though we can only control that part of ourselves because nothing else is controllable. But it's an illusion. So it's about understanding that it's an illusion and allowing yourself to wash that away and release that. That there is emotions beyond that. There's a reason why you felt this way. There's a reason why those emotions have been bottled up and held within, and it's time now to unfold them. And maybe underneath that emotion there has been some type of abuse. And if that is the case, let us unfold that now and wash it away. Wash that abuse away. For indeed, a lot of this can occur. These types of abuses can occur when we're a child. And when we're a child, we know no better. And it's not to blame yourself for this. And it's actually not to blame others other too, because although they may have been a part of the journey, they indeed were doing the best they could with what they knew as well. So at some point, you may feel like blaming, but at some point you'll understand that they're a part of the learning process. And that can be very challenging to hear, but I'm here to help you heal. And so I'm here to give you a few little challenges. I want you to heal that at the depth. I want you to allow, right now Mother Mary's coming forward to help you feel nurtured, to help you feel that you are loved, and feel the compassion and feel the nurturing of that inner child, to know that it's okay and you are safe. Your Archangel Michael is here to help you feel safe right now, and we're washing away and cleansing. We're cleansing any of that has been there from the past. For now, in this moment, in the now, in this very moment now, none of that exists. For in the now, you are pristine. In the now, it's like everything is so beautiful. In this moment, in this very now, the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist, and in this now moment, all there is this cleansing rain that's washing you, cleansing you, helping you acknowledge the past and the future, but helping you to release that as well and just be in the now, in the moment. And when you're in the moment, you can heal. When you're in the moment, miracles can happen. When you're in the moment, you can let go of all the crap that's been holding you down, weighing you down. And there may be crap that is your thoughts And some of this crap that's your thoughts has not been your thoughts. It's been other people's thoughts that you've taken on. Acknowledge that and set yourself free. You don't need that crap anymore. You don't need that anymore. Release it and be free. Release it and be free. And in the now, in this very moment, miracles can happen and you can release it right now. You can release it right now. You can release it right now. And this is a ripple effect going out through time. Going out through time, past and future, a ripple effect. It's going into, actually, I'm feeling this going into incest, but there's also ancestry. There's ancestry that's, it's going back into hereditary patterning, hereditary thoughts, and we're actually healing those, we're washing and cleansing them. And in this moment in time, in this now, it's not happening to you now. In this moment in time, you are safe, you are with Archangel Michael and you are with Mother Mary. In this moment right now, you are safe, you are in a wonderful, nurturing, compassionate, loving environment. But you're also aware and noticing that these healings are occurring. You're also noticing the depth of the healing that you are receiving. You're also being aware that when you are in the now, in this moment, that is when miracles can happen. When you are in the now, healing can occur in an instant. In the now, in the now, in the now. Take a breath. And if what has been weighing you down and what you have been waiting for is spiritual growth, know that spiritual growth does not mean you have to grow physically into a larger space. You don't have to. You can be your perfect weight and grow spiritually. You can indeed allow yourself to nurture yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, growing beautifully. But you don't need to be a greater weight to do that. You can be a perfect weight. And the perfect weight is the one that you are healthy and whole, that you are radiant, radiant health on all levels, physically radiant health on all levels. And right now, we are manifesting radiant health. And there's a golden light that's shining down upon you. And this golden light is coming through your higher self. So this is a spiritual radiant health that's coming to you, because for you to spiritually be here on earth and have heaven on earth, you need to anchor that higher energy, that higher self that is part of your spirit, part of your essence. It needs to come down and be with you, but it doesn't need to weigh you down. It is here to support you. It is here to assist you to find lighter and brighter ways of being. And allow yourself to feel those lighter and brighter ways. And allow yourself right now, anything that is not lighter and brighter, allow it to just be lifted off you. The angels are coming with a beautiful white sheet and they are wrapping it round you and then lifting any energies that are not for you, just lifting it off your body. And it's lifting up, 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 up. The sheet is lifting up, 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 lifting up, 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 over your head, over your head, up, 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 and feel the expansion. Ah, feel the expansion as it lifts and shifts, and you are brighter, brighter, more radiant, lighter, more joyful, more joyful. Feel the joy within you. Feel you are so light and so bright, so light and so bright. And now you listen, you feel, you see, and you know your spiritual calling. You know your purpose. For indeed, in this lighter space, you know what brings you joy. You know the gifts you have. You know the gifts you have, for the gifts come to you easily. And when you're doing your purpose, you feel a passion. It's such a strong passion within you that comes forth and sprouts from you. And when you are living your passion, you are living your life fully and completely, and you would do it no matter what, because it comes from that passion within you. Take a breath and connect to that passion within you right now, and fill yourself up with that passion and those gifts and the things that you know that you're meant to be doing. And there's no longer a waiting game. It's happening right now. It's time. It's time to do these projects. It's time to be all that you can be. It's time to stop just talking about it. It's time for action. It's time for action. And what action are you going to take today? What action are you going to take today with any projects you need to complete, with anything you're being called to do that's been weighing you down? Allow the waiting game to stop and allow yourself to bring them forward right now and feel so much freer. So write them down. Get a bit of paper after this process and write down the things you're going to do today and the things you're going to do every day from now on. And allow yourself to be drawn to everything that uplifts you, that fills you up and makes you feel the best that you can be and fills you with joy. So much joy, so much joy, so much joy, so much love, so much peace within, so much peace within. And it feels so good. Feels so good. Blessings be. And thank you to all the guides and angels. Thank you for all the guides and angels and beings of the highest light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, the weights have been lifted. And you feel so much freer. So much freer. And in the now, miracles can happen. In the now, healing can occur. In the now, anything is possible. And allow yourself to take a breath and know that now is the time for you to decide what actions you are going to take, steps you are going to take forward. And whatever they be, allow them to be for your highest good and to feel good. Take a breath and know that this is a process you do with free will and choice. If anything comes up during this process that you feel you need further attention for, please seek assistance. By all means, you can contact myself, but if you do contact myself for assistance, know that there will be fees involved. Know that whoever you go to, there will be some exchange that will need to occur. So be mindful of that. This comes from a higher calling that I'm offering you today. But in the everyday, an energy exchange occurs. So if you feel that this has in any way assisted you and you wish to donate, I'm happy to receive donations as well. But otherwise, please, please, the best thing you can do is be the best you can be. And then we radiate that out and ripple that out into the planet as well. And we are all living on earth in heaven, heaven on earth. Take a breath and know that this is so. Blessings be. And I look forward to being in touch with you next week as well. Bye for now. Blessings be.